Hello, everyone. China's purge of two top generals, General Zhang Youxia, long considered a confidant of Xi Jinping and a vice chairman of the powerful Central Military Commission, and General Liu Zhenli, has set off a wide range of interpretations. Officially, General Zhang, the lone Central Military Commission member with combat experience, is under investigation for, quote, grave violations of discipline and the law, which can mean just about anything. That has led to speculation that the real reason for his fall is that he questions Xi's likely desire for a fourth 5-year term when the next party Congress convenes in 2027, or that he and Xi were at odds over how to handle Taiwan, or that Zhang shared nuclear secrets with the U.S., or that Xi is paranoid. None of these explanations strikes me as being persuasive. The purge leaves the 7-member Central Military Commission, a critical decision-making group equivalent to our National Security Council, with only one other member besides Xi. The situation reflects Xi's targeting of the People's Liberation Army brass almost from the beginning of his rule in 2012. Altogether, over 100 PLA officers have been removed in the Xi era, most for violations of Communist Party discipline, meaning corruption. Research by New York Times journalists found that of 31 generals and admirals in office in 2023, 9 were expelled from the Chinese Communist Party, 13 disappeared, and 2 were under investigation. All the major theater commands and military services have been affected. To discover what actually accounts for the purge of the two generals, we might take a look at what the People's Liberation Army's own newspaper had to say. A key article a week ago made these points. First, the purges pose, quote, some short-term difficulties and pains, but the stakes are high. Quote, the anti-corruption struggle concerns the party's absolute leadership over the military, concerns the nature and purpose of the PLA, and concerns the long-term peace and stability of the party and country. The placing of these two generals on file for disciplinary review and investigation once again demonstrates the clear stance of no forbidden zones, full coverage, and zero tolerance in anti-corruption. Second, the central issue is corruption, and the key to eliminating it is party leadership and loyalty to the party. Thus, says the newspaper, it is necessary to more deeply recognize that the fundamental principle and system of the party's absolute leadership over the military is playing a decisive role, and the strategic design, path arrangements, and target tasks for advancing toward world-class status have already become the entire military's shared understanding and common action, unquote. Third, a period of introspection is in order. The army, says the paper, is, quote, currently undergoing a special kind of tempering, just like removing impurities when refining steel. This is re-strengthening, re-purifying, recasting, and re-cohering, unquote. Fourth point, a new generation of officers will be installed. Taking charge in the future will be, quote, new era officers and soldiers who have grown up nurtured by Xi Jinping thought on strengthening the military, are trustworthy and reliable, admirable and respectable. And fifth, no one is immune to prosecution. The deep digging and thorough investigation of the two generals, says the newspaper, proves with irrefutable facts that no matter how high one's position or how great one's power, all are equal before party discipline and state laws. As long as one engages in corruption, there will be absolutely no leniency, unquote. Reading between the lines of what the Chinese are saying, I think the core issue in General Zhang's removal is not that he was corrupt, but that he criticized the prolonged anti-corruption campaign Xi has been waging. Zhang may have believed, perhaps with good reason, that the anti-corruption campaign was damaging the military. It was hurting morale and readiness, depleting the officer corps of experienced leaders, and making the PLA look weak in the eyes of China's adversaries. Of interest in Chinese reporting of the purge is that it gave so much publicity to it. That speaks to Xi Jinping's high level of confidence that he could carry out a purge of one of the most senior people in the entire leadership. At the same time, this openness also reveals serious concerns about the military, its leadership, its dependability in warfare, its loyalty to Communist Party rule, and to Xi himself. Contrary to many assessments of China's military these days, it shows signs of instability, tension, and dysfunction. What looks formidable on the outside may be brittle within. I'm Mel Gertow for The Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.